Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Recaro is our sports business and legal insider on CBS Sports Radio. So I was watching this kid the other night, Rick, for the Penguins. What was his name? Do you remember the kid from Harvard? Carver Hyde had scored the kid Marino. He scored a goal in his first NHL goal he scored the other night against Boston, in Boston, against the Bruins, and he went to Harvard, and his mom and dad were at the game. It was pretty cool, a little Harvard boy getting involved.
Yeah, you know, Harvard guys, we hold our powder until it's dramatic. You know, and that's the deal. By the way, I'm here watching your Rangers. Your Rangers played really well here in Raleigh. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's right. That's Mafia's Rangers. They beat the Carolina 4-2. That's amazing. So you're in Raleigh. What are you doing in Raleigh?
A speech today, and then tomorrow, Duke and Colorado State. You know, Coach K wrote the foreword to our book, so you know, giving him a book and signing it and that kind of thing, and then. Hanging around Saturday for Duke Notre Dame, which who knows?
How'd you get Krzyzewski to write your foreword?
Because Jerry Colangelo made a commitment, and Jerry Colangelo, remember, was kind of his boss at USA Basketball. You would say that.
Right.
They're also really good friends. And, you know, my daughter went to Duke. So, with 4 years of tuition, right, the least he could do is write a foreword.
You know, my dad went to Duke, and I hate him.
Do you hate Duke?
I hate Duke and him.
I don't know what the hell to say to that, pal. That's all I got to say.
I really, honestly. So, moving on.
Yeah, right.
The World Series champion Nationals. The thing I wanted to talk about most is that baby shark craze, because Gerardo Parra, he was on Good Morning America. That guy's turned into a rock star because of that baby shark craze.
4,500 adult and children's baby shark products for Halloween. And you know, like everybody says, it's kind of stupid. I think it's cool because at least now baseball's doing something for the young demographic. And most people who have the baby shark costumes have no idea who he is. But it's really kind of a good idea that the Washington Nationals are doing something other than appealing to 60-year-olds.
Yeah, 3.8 billion YouTube views.
Yeah, how about that?
That's crazy. How about the Niners, the only undefeated team in the NFL?
Yeah, let's see what happens after Monday night. I mean, that's going to be a big deal. I think probably after Monday night, all of my former Dolphin buddies, you know, the 17-0 Mercury Morris guys, will crank the champagne open earlier this year. Usually you wait until probably 12th or the 13th game. No undefeated teams after Monday, although you never know.
Although, going back to the Duke thing for a second, you know, you remember Mafia when my son Gunner said he wanted to go to Duke, and I just wasn't having it. I told him that he should go to Miami. It's a great private school down in Coral Gables, as you know, Rick. And
yeah.
I said that everyone that goes to Duke ends up being a P in life, and I won't continue the word after I use the letter P.
Wow, interesting. I thought you had destined that for Harvard. Because of our relationship.
No, because Harvard guys make tons of money and they're winners. The Duke, people that go to Duke, they spend their whole life talking about Duke. And then people that go to Harvard spend their whole life making tons of money.
Well, yeah, that's probably right.
People that go to Duke never shut up about Duke. People that go to Harvard just go make lots of money, which I'm in favor of.
Yeah, you're totally right.
I am right.
I'll be able to tell you how good Duke's basketball program is again as kind of the, retooled team. After tomorrow.
Yeah, they beat Colorado State by 40.
Yeah, By the way, one quick thing. I watched Georgia State last night. It was in Atlanta. They beat some school I didn't even heard of, 104-35. You shouldn't have those games, man.
That's true.
It was amazing.
Well, that was just like Syracuse. They scored
34
points last night.
I saw that. By the way, one quick thing. Shout out to our buddy Mad Dog. I'm on with him once a week. I guess you're on with him tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah. He's great. My guy in East Lansing.
Yeah, he loves you.
He's awesome. So tell me about the whole thing with the NCAA with you know, them being able now athletes to make money in some capacity or another. We all know the big change that's going on.
Yeah, and the NFLPA is getting involved in it now too, which I don't know if that's a good idea or not. The big change, by the way, is not really, we don't know what the details are yet, because, you know, who's going to get the endorsement dollars? Is it going to deal with all divisions? Is it going to deal with all sports, men's, women's, Title IX, all of that? The fine print says it's not going to go into effect till 2021, and that's really the deal, because now the work really starts for the next 15, 16 months to pass all of the rules and get them all in order. The devil's in the details.
So the MLS Cup is Sunday in Seattle. Is there really professional soccer in this country?
Well, there is in a certain places, like in Seattle. You know, listen, you can't get a ticket in Seattle. There are going to be 70,000 wild-ass people there for that game, just like in Atlanta last year. Remember in the finals, there was about 67,000,
right,
as I remember it. So there are pockets of soccer, yes, but don't go around saying there's no soccer.
Yeah, Mafia, didn't you go to a Sounders game?
Yeah, I went to the last game of the season. It was awesome. People were
nuts. How many people?
The whole stadium was packed.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean,
yeah,
that's a big, you know, Seattle, Portland, Vancouver, that whole rivalry up there, they got it going on.
Like, Carver High's a real man. He watches Premier League every week, not MLS, which I thought the guy that played for the Galaxy, what's his name, Ibrahimovic or whatever the hell his name is, he said it best. He said, Ibrahimovic, he said, without me.
Well done.
Without me, they're nothing.
Yeah, right. I know. I saw that too. He got a certain amount of guts to say that.
He's
even
right.
Even though most people can't pronounce his name. Most people are like,
I can't pronounce it because I don't give a rat's ass about any of them.
Exactly.
Here's the deal, and I'm glad I said it. How about the number of people watching the NFL on mobile devices? It's crazy.
It's the first time it's crossed. Now, very soon, we're going to have more people watching mobile devices than TVs. And we still can't measure what mobile devices mean as far as advertising dollars. So Madison Avenue's got to catch up, because if you got more young people watching and then everybody says that the NFL is an old people's league, they're wrong, because they just don't understand who's watching and what they're watching about. So we got to figure all that out.
So the Magic are building a new arena.
Well, they're building a new arena, but they got the development around it. The Magic has opened that arena a while ago, but now they're talking about a eight and a half acre project across from the Amway Center, 110,000 square feet of retail space, 420,000 office space. They're moving their headquarters into the office tower. I was there last week in a game that was eminently forgettable. It's one of the worst games you've seen, but in November we have a lot of those in the NBA. The good thing about it is downtown Orlando gets a big boost, which is really important.
How about the PGA? They're going to have on-site betting at their golf tournaments now.
Hey, Scotty, if you and I would have said 10 years ago that if we're sitting there watching a hole and we say, all right, closest to the pin for a buck, and, you know, 5 years later, Jay Monahan and the PGA Tour would actually encourage legal betting for the same thing, said we would have been crazy. But this is perfect, because early times in a round, nobody really cares about the guys who just barely made the cut. Now everybody's going to bet. They're going to have fun.
Listen,
it's going to be good for the game.
Where is there more betting on the face of the earth than on golf courses every day? I mean, it is the premier place to bet in America is on a golf course. There's more betting, illegal or otherwise, on golf courses than anywhere in the world.
We used to hide it. Now we condone it.
There you go. Tech top stories. Call of Duty launching a new one. A league.
A league. And the Minnesota Vikings are really part of that, too. The Will family, which means that there are going to be a whole lot of other people involved in it. Gary Vaynerchuk, a key investor. Blizzard Sports activating it. The Minneapolis Armory Pro Bowl weekend basically kicks the league off. And so what do you think of next? Now we're going to have different games with different leagues, and all of the teams are going to be involved.
Real quick, I got 1 minute respectfully. World Surf League increasing their content. I want to be a professional surfer. And lastly, tell me about all the things like John Cena donating $500,000 to the firefighters in Cali.
LeBron James donating some money, $600,000. I mean, he's donating a lot, but you know, he's in that fire zone. John Cena, $500,000. He's promoting this new California fire series that he's got, but really good. LeBron, others, good example of the power of sports, people coming to the rescue of people in need.
And then lastly, I got 10 seconds, the surfing. It's important that I sleep with as many girls in bikinis that surf as possible.
I'm not sure youth surfing is going to help that. I think hopefully girls will look the other way and run very hard.
That's not possible. Rick, have a good time at Duke with all those losers you'll be hanging out with for the next few days.
Thanks. I'll make sure you say that. Say hi to Mad Dog tomorrow.
Tell him my dad graduated there and didn't get him anything in life.
Oh, boy. Here you go.
I'll see you.
I hope he's proud of you. I know he is. I am.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you next week.
In hell or wherever the hell he is.
Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.